Administrative Finance Committee to order for Tuesday, June 12th. I'd like to recognize the folks that are in the room, but before I do that, I am Councilman John Cartier. My aide Christina Blumendahl is taking the notes for the meeting. Before we get on to the agenda, I'd like to recognize Councilman Bell, Councilmembers Bell, Smiley, Holland, Street, Retta, Diller, and Sheldon are in the room. And with that, do I have a motion on the minutes from the previous meeting?
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. I know that I've been informed that Councilman Weiner will be late to the meeting, but he will attend. He's delayed. Thanks, Lou, for telling us that. Going through the agenda, we've approved the minutes. We have nothing on the consent calendar, no other resolutions. Going to ordinances, ordinance 12-062, Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, Chairman Cartier. Yeah, what this ordinance does, it appropriates $41,700. And what this is federal funding. We've had ongoing discussions and updates on the study for economic development along the Route 9, 13 corridor. In that area there, and what this is, they've managed to appropriate a grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce to add $41,700 to that. So this will bring the total funding for that study to $92,379.25 with local and federal funding.
Really is great to see the focus being and attention being given to the Route 9 corridor, and my compliments to Mr. Kalbacher, all that hard work writing that grant funding. Any other comments from members of council? Councilman Street.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Any other comments, questions from members of council? Any comments from members of the public? Okay, moving on. Ordinance number 12-066. Who would like to handle this? Councilman Sheldon.
Yeah, Mr. Powers is not here, so I can. Okay. Actually, and of all people, John, you would know it's coming out of special services, so that's why our names are on there. But comes out, you know, the Garson Trust Fund, which was appropriated in their wills, and they're appropriating $230,000. The endowment. The balance of the endowment account stands at $4,020,000 as we speak. But right now, they're going to take $230,000 of it. And, of course, this was to be used only, and quote only again, for the parks and recreations in Newcastle County. So it was a good setup. As you can see, if you just read the ordinance, $75,000 goes to materials and services and contractual services. The people doing the work to upgrade the parks is $155,000. It cost the county $0, but this was, it was in their will as a residential trust. So it was very good that we do this once a year, and I think it's about this time every year we do this. So. And if anybody knows more about it, it would be you and Councilman Weiner, of course.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Sheldon. I'd like to recognize Councilmember Kilpatrick has joined us. And just, you know, a brief comment. We have to thank the Garstons for this magnificent amount of philanthropy to Newcastle County, where we take the investment proceeds, the income generated off of it. That's the first time I've ever heard it's actually a $4 million in invested funds, and we take those dividends and proceeds from the investments, and they're used to maintain our parks. And it remains, I believe, the only such example of an endowment of our county parks, or perhaps in any aspect of county government to this day. So they are exemplary people, and we are constantly thankful to them. Any other questions or comments about the Garson Trust and Ordinance 12-066? Okay, moving along, any comments from the public? Moving along, items JK&L, we have none. Moving on to other, expense and revenue roundtable. Does any member of council have anything under expense and revenue roundtable? Okay, moving along. We're going to the grant applications. Every council member have a grant packet in front of them. And I'd like to begin that looking at these. Okay. Delaware Panthers Basketball Club. Councilman Hollins.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sponsoring this to the tune of $620, primarily for the educational component of the Panthers Basketball Club. They are members of the AAU, and they do a lot of traveling across the country. And this particular trip, they estimate it's going to cost around $6,000. They're trying to raise $2,500 of that from the community, and I agreed to support them for $620, which pays for a specific part of this training.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Not voting.
Okay. We have approved a grant for $620 for the Delaware Panthers Basketball Club to back youth sports. Great. Moving on to the next grant application. Focus and Greenville Rotary Foundation. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is a project that goes on through Hocus and Greenville Rotary. It's the 4th of July in Hocessin. It's a parade during the day and a fireworks display at night. So something that was started 22 years ago and has continued and has the support of the entire community and draws thousands and thousands of people. So I know that through Councilman Tansey and even prior to that, that funding came out of grants, and I would like to just continue.
Can I have a motion?
So I move that $2,000 come out of my grant funding for the Hocus and Greenville Rotary Foundation for the 4th of July fireworks.
Second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signal for saying aye.
Aye.
Not voting.
Okay. We've approved the grant for the community fireworks display for Hocessin. Excellent. Through the Greenville Rotary, Hocus and Greenville Rotary Foundation. Next, Newark Senior Center. Councilmember Diller.
Yes, this is a grant for actually $500 from my account for the Meals on Wheels program. It's unfortunate that President Kovac is not here, because this grant was supposed to be sent to my office. Evidently, he requested it be sent to his office. We finally found out where it was by tracking this down. But the only way I found this grant is that I went and Renee and I searched for it. So, Grant, I don't know where Tom is, but this was an original request which Carla Greigel, who's the chair of the Newark Senior Center, she's the director, sent me this and said that Tom had requested that it be sent to his office. So is his intent to help fund this?
I'm not sure which one.
This is for the Newark Senior Center, and what she says is, I pulled the Newcastle County file. According to my records, we submitted a request on April 10th, 2012, just before the first deadline. The request followed a visit by Tom Kovac. At his suggestion, we submitted the application, and I addressed the cover letter to him. Could you please verify that our grant request was presented at that time? If necessary, I can send another copy, but hesitate to do a second submission for the same granting cycle.
Councilman Smiley.
Councilwoman Diller, if I can make a suggestion that you make a motion to approve $500 to this entity from your grant account, subject to being increased by any amount the council president would wish to contribute, and that total amount be reported back at the next finance committee meeting.
Okay.
That way, if he does, he does. If he doesn't, you're still doing what you wanted to do.
Right. Okay. I make a motion that I have that $500 be removed from my account for this grant proposal, and that the council president will be approached to see what he intends to add to the total amount for the Meals on Wheels grant.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay. Duly noted, Council Member Diller, we've approved $500 pending additional amounts from the Council President Tom Kovac. Next, we're going to look at the MOT Youth Soccer Club. Councilman Powers is not here. Is there anybody here? Councilman Bell?
Yep, we'll pick up on that.
Okay.
Councilman Powers and I both jointly share in these grants because when you look at MOT Soccer, MOT Little League, MOT Senior Center, you know, Blackbird Community Center, all these different folks and places serve the whole southern portion of Newcastle County and beyond. So we're joining together $500 apiece to afford a $1,000 grant for the MOT Soccer League. And they encompass the whole MOT area. It's a very worthwhile program. And in fact, they also have, and they don't publicize it a lot because sometimes it's not the best thing, but they actually work with children that may not be able to, families may not be able to afford to pay the full amount to play. So they really work with the kids in the area and the parents and everything if they have special needs or problems and everything. So.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Councilman Smiley?
I have a question. Just a clarification. Councilman Bell, if I could ask, I don't know why it's always me, but if when you make your motion or whoever makes it, if you could clarify in the motion that, I guess you're going for the full $1,500.
Yes, please.
That the motion be to grant a $1,000 grant from the FY 2012 budget. The reason I say that is their application, and someone will need to clarify with them, their application actually says they're submitting for an annual contribution of $1,000.
Yeah, we'll make
so
sure.
So we just
want to clarify
that this is one-time approval, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I would move that I grant the amount of $1,000 with myself and Councilman Power sharing $500 apiece be approved out of fiscal year 2012 for the MOT Soccer League.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay.
Not voting.
Councilmember Diller, could I march through these and we'll circle back to your
Absolutely.
Issue? Absolutely. Let's move through these. So we've approved the grant for the MOT Youth Soccer Club. Edgemore Revitalization Cooperative, that is a grant request under my sponsorship. The Edgemore Revitalization Cooperative is the nonprofit entity we founded in the Edgemore Gardens community to provide a variety of activities to help the community renewal process within Edgemore Gardens. This particular amount of $1,000 is for enrichment activities to engage youth and adults in the community. We have a small community resource house. We took one of those properties, converted it into a, in essence, a community center, and it sees a lot of activity from the local community. So I'd like to make a motion for $1,000 to the Edgemore Revitalization Cooperative.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Not voting.
Okay, next, the Urban Bike Project. Councilman Hollins.
I think you may know more about this than I do. I'm contributing to.
The Urban Bike Project provides a bike program for adults and children, and this grant amount is for $1,000, which Councilman Hollins and myself are splitting, and it's a way to provide, you know, activities, you know, bike activities, and we're trying to encourage that throughout the county, you know, both walking and biking, exercise, and so this grant is for $1,000, which we're splitting between myself and Councilman Hollins. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Not voting.
Okay. Brandywine Little League. This is for Councilman Weiner. Maybe I could help out with that. Would that be okay? Okay. Brandywine Little League, just like MOT Soccer Club, addresses, you know, youth baseball throughout the Brandywine 100. The actual facility that they use is in my council district. I know Councilman Weiner has had a longstanding relationship with this league. It has, in fact, I was at a meeting last night. They provide 750 activities for 750 youth, and part of the field issues that they have to deal with is there's some issues with drainage and impacts of the neighbors adjacent to the field, and the league is very graciously offered to help with that issue. And Councilman Weiner wants to move $2,500 out of his fund to help establish a rain garden facility on the complex of the Brandywine Little League. So I'd like to make a motion for $2,500 for the rain garden for the Brandywine Little League.
Second.
Can we clarify on the record?
Yes.
Split will be, so I'll have that.
Yeah,
this is entirely coming out of Councilman Weiner's.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Nothing out of my pocket.
No, you guys keep it out.
I'm just speaking.
Oh, okay.
Just speaking on behalf.
Oh, okay. Of
the
I'd like to make a motion to approve $2,500 from Councilman Weiner's grant funds for the Brandywine Little League project. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay. Council's approved $2,500 to help establish a rain garden and mitigate a drainage problem at the Brandywine Little League complex. Councilman Smiley.
Councilman Carney, I'd like to make a motion to revisit the Newark Senior Center grant so we can receive allocation and clarification while we're here.
I'll second that. And I know Council President Kovac has joined us at the table. And I didn't want to, maybe if you could re-summarize, Councilmember Diller, so we can just go back and discuss this.
I had originally reached out to the Newark Senior Center for a grant for Meals on Wheels. Evidently, in the meantime, you visited the Senior Center and encouraged Carla Greigel, the director, to send it to you, which she did. I never received the grant. So I called Carla, and Carla said, you had the grant. I said, would you fax me a copy of that? Which she did. So in her email, she says that she sent the grant and the cover letter to you. So I would be willing to give, they've requested $2,500. I'm willing to go $500. Are you willing to do the $2,000 for them? Since you got the grant?
No, I apologize. I don't know. I've never seen the grant request, so that's.
Well, where is it? Because I know this woman, and she is not the kind of person who wouldn't send it to you.
That's great. It's a great organization. I took the time to visit them. I support their causes. I've been at their fundraisers. I don't know what to tell you. I never saw a grant request, so I can't help you out.
I would assume that since you supported it, and since the grant request went to you, that you would like to contribute to this.
Well, I can't contribute. I don't have a fund to which contribute because I don't view it as something that we can give out. So I've made that position clear.
Well, why would you get my grant and not give it to me?
Well, I'm not sure I can say this more clearly. I didn't get your grant.
Well, let me tell you, are you saying that...
All I'm saying is I didn't get it. So I don't know what more to tell you other than I didn't get it. I'm sorry if there's any confusion or my visit to support the center caused any confusion. I apologize if that happened. I didn't get any grant. I would have surely passed it along or done something with it had I ever seen it. So
I find this whole thing really peculiar and incredibly irregular. And frankly, am simply appalled if this thing sat somewhere from April 10th until we got it the other week because we requested it. I'm moving forward with my $500 request, but frankly, Tom, if this came to your office and it's sitting and you don't know where it is, go through your files.
I was just going to say, since we did make a motion to approve to reconsider, I think just as a matter of course, we do a new motion and prove it, just so we're clear and there's no issue going forward, that's all.
Yeah. Motion for $500 to the Newark Senior Center.
Okay, second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay. Very unfortunate, but I guess, you know, some oversight issues. So, moving along in the agenda, we are going to look at any other comments from members of the public about the grants that we just approved. Moving along to the solicitation policy. Yes. Okay. All right, and just one other comment before we begin that discussion. We are not going to have an executive session to discuss pending litigation and strategy obtaining legal advice from legal counsel. So we're not going to do that today. Solicitation policy, who would like to present this? Okay.
Council and council. As you recall, under the Newcastle County Code, council is permitted to solicit funds in order to promote a public cause as long as we have a written solicitation policy. We have no written solicitation policy. The executive has one. Both Mr. Boyle and I wrote some versions of this so that we can mission. They made a hybrid. We put it together. It was provided to you last week to review and to send to the Ethics Commission for their, if you agree with it, for their approval and or comment. One comment that I did receive from Councilmember Smiley is he was concerned that the employee would be protected by having a majority vote of council. If you do note, there is such a requirement in the policy.
So this has been reviewed by, this draft has been reviewed by the Ethics Commission.
Carol Dolan, Counsel for Counsel. The Ethics Commission reviewed two drafts, one provided by Policy Director, one provided by me, as provided through the Clerk of Counsel, and they came back liking some of both, and they have not seen the hybrid or what we put together in, reaction to the comments that they provided. So this would go to them.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Smiley.
Just not to belabor the point, I would make a motion that we send this submission to the Ethics Commission for review and subject to a vote and review of their comments upon return. If no other council member has anything.
We have a motion on the table to send this hybrid policy to the Ethics Commission for their review. In lieu of the fact that we do not have a solicitation policy to get a final opinion from them, what their feelings are about this particular policy. I think that makes a lot of sense. Do I have a second on that motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So we're going to send this off to the Ethics Commission for review, and any comments from members of council would be appreciated in the course of this. And at a future meeting, we'll bring this back for a vote once we've had their opinion on this. Okay. That's Councilman Powers. Yes, sir.
I'm here.
You're here. Thank you. Duly noted. Councilmember Powers is joining us at the table. Thank you for that. I'm sorry.
That's no problem. It
seems that we have gone through the agenda today. Are there any other? Kim Boyle.
Kim Boyle, House Director. I know it's on for introduction tonight, which would be transferring money from our office accounts to the summer youth program next week, but Finance and I have been working on this. There's a request from Councilman Street to transfer his money. We expanded that request to other members of council. We've reviewed most of the accounts here and determined how much funding could come out of each account. At this point in time, what we need to do is just verify the numbers, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I've received responses from 8 councilmen, okay? And if there's none other, that's the numbers are going to go with the ordinance. I believe, based upon what we're looking at right now, is if we take the office accounts and transfer out what money would be available before the end of the year, we're looking at a total of $12,577 to go to the summer youth program.
Okay, very good. So you're, just to clarify, you said 8 members of council have offered?
8 members of council.
Okay,
and one of the things we wanted to say, we're kind of prepared for this. If one of the other 5 wanted to volunteer today, we can make adjustments.
Councilman Sheldon.
Could we wait until next week and table this? Because I've got now, we can't. Because the only reason is I've got 4 requests. And if they don't send them in,
they're going to
be
a grant.
This is not the grant money.
This is not grant money. This is your office account money.
Like what they take.
Oh, well, I've never spent a dime in 7.5 years here. Why would I not? I mean, you know.
But I have taken.
I did ask new pins, though. I did ask for new.
I've taken that into consideration, and I do that. So, based upon.
So, yeah, you can.
While he's looking, I just want to comment in fairness to all the council, some council members have no funds to transfer. So,
I was wrong. This is a grant, whatever.
It's your office account money, which you normally do not utilize.
Yeah.
There is an expenditure out there right now. I've minus that out.
Okay.
Which remaining, can we?
That's fine, yes.
So
I was one of the 8, and my aide was one of the 8 that responded, I guess. Was she one of the 8 or no? Oh, she wasn't. Okay. Let me clarify with her just to make sure that we don't need anything. That she doesn't, personally,
okay.
As far as office.
Ed Miller, would you want to offer some comment?
Just for council's information, the additional $12,577, that's about an 8 additional kids that can get jobs under this program. So for the total county program, it will be $144,000 for all the contributions. So,
Councilman Moretta.
Thank you. Would our grant money, if we have some left over, could that be going there?
That's your choice, Councilman.
The reason why I said it, because the grant money is more than the office money.
Right, that's your choice.
We can allocate funds, according to your wishes. Councilman Smiley.
George, I would just.
It's already been done. He already spent his money.
If we can get back to one discussion here, I just want. And I'll ask clerk council to council this, and the clerk to council again. Wouldn't that require another ordinance? Because this is specific to the office accounts, what we're moving now. So we would need to do one as an emergency ordinance or because it wouldn't be until the next meeting.
The release of grant money,
Jim Boyle speaking.
If I may, Jim Boyle, policy director, you may state correctly, when you transfer your money to a summer youth program, I believe we had to do it by ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, again, if the councilman wants to donate his money, we can just change the ordinance to the dollar value. I guess I'm not sure how council rules are where they can.
Yeah, because we're talking about two different accounts. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get clarification going forward. I don't want anybody to be surprised or disheartened or whatever.
My point would be that we still have one council meeting and a finance meeting before the end of the fiscal year when you could actually, lump your remaining funds and dedicate it to youth employment without necessitating an ordinance.
Question I have before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I wanted to ask was, could we do this on a contingency of towards the end of the year where we have an ordinance where we can transfer this money that's left over from the grant money And two, even though it might go into the next fiscal year?
Any ordinance should be approved before June 30th because it's really the end of the fiscal year. So it should be put into fiscal year.
Councilman Spahn?
No, I'm...
We're good, if we get it.
I think we have an ordinance we're going to bring to the floor tonight. It speaks to the office accounts, and then maybe we could postpone the other discussion till later, if that would be okay.
Well, it would have to go before the end of the month.
Okay, Councilman Street?
Not speaking on behalf of, but thinking about the department's operations, I think it would be helpful to them if we could come to closure on this, because they need to be able to determine how many kids they're going to hire, and they also need to make sure they have jobs for them to go to. So I think, you know, we should try to be as helpful as practical, so that they have a final number and they know what they're dealing with, and they can get the kids placed, know exactly how many applications they can accept.
That's a very good point. Councilman Street?
Yeah, can we just hold for a minute, because I think council and the clerk and policy director are reviewing the title to see if the title is... Is it broad enough? Okay, so the title on the, following on this, if you don't mind, I'm sorry, can I be recognized?
Councilman Smiley?
We introduced these ordinances tonight. It's broad enough that it could encompass grant funds, so at the council meeting for adoption, we could do a floor amendment on the dollar value?
Or
a substitute to include it?
Correct.
Okay, we're good.
Correct.
We can get them introduced now, that takes care of our public notification. We get the dollar value, any council member that has funds needs to give Jim ample opportunity before the next council meeting, so we can either get a substitute or a floor amendment, preferably a substitute, I would say, to move it forward.
Ed Mulligan, Finance Office.
Subject to finances approval.
Just to follow Councilman Street's, what he had mentioned about the job. What we could do is any money that's left over at the end of this year from that grant program, we could just roll over to next year's grant program. They don't have jobs for everybody, so you can do that also.
Okay. All right. Okay, do we have a procedure that satisfies everybody's concerns? Okay. Council President Kovac.
Thank you. Are we still under other?
Yes, sir, we are.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up. I apologize for any confusion brought about my visit to the Newark Senior Center. I guess it appears, you know, I'm hearing this for the first time as I walk in here today. It appears that this information was brought up 3 weeks ago, and I would have appreciated a heads up on this 3 weeks ago. This email is dated Tuesday, May 22nd.
It wasn't brought up in here.
No, it was not.
No, it was brought up to me for the first time. If this was an issue and a concern of a council person, that you were aware of this 3 weeks ago, I would have appreciated a update or a heads up personally.
At that point, we still had not received the information. We still hadn't received the grant. She was going through and looking for the grant and then faxed it.
This email says that she recalls sending me something in April. This email was sent to you May 22nd. If it was something that I could have looked for, had my office look for, it was 3 weeks ago that you could have alerted me. I just would have appreciated a little courtesy instead of being kind of lambasted at this table today. I'm just asking for a courtesy heads up next time. If there's an issue with my name on it that I could help, it says it was sent to my office. I could have spent 3 weeks looking for it if that was the case. That's all I'm asking for, is just a little courtesy. That's all. Thank you.
Any other discussion on that issue? Okay. Comments duly made and noted. Do we have any other... We've got clarification on the office account situation and funds for the youth employment. We're going through the grant. Were any comments from members of the public for the general good of the order? No comments from the public. Can I have a motion
to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Ah.